Monday, and that means it is time to have a look at what happened on the other side of the Atlantic over the weekend. MLS Monday is back with Major League Soccer journalist Drew Farmer. Joins me now. Drew, welcome.
Hey, Andy. It's always good to be back, especially on a sunny England day.
Now, before we go any further, we have to talk about a team who suddenly have gone from being rubbish to actually being in a pretty decent run of form, this being Philly Union.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Philadelphia, just a few weeks ago, we were talking about them. They were in dead last in the Eastern Conference, hadn't won all season, and all of a sudden they've gone unbeaten in their last six, with the last four of those games being wins. And in those six games, they've also kept four clean sheets. So Philadelphia Union have really turned things around in a very short time. And over the weekend, they picked up another win against Colorado Rapids, 2-1. Thanks to goals from C.J. Sapong. And this is a team that, again, we said was, you know, in dire straits just a few weeks ago. They stuck with their coach, Jim Curtin, and that's really paid off for them. And it does show that in Major League Soccer, occasionally when you stick with a coach, things can turn around because of the nature of the league.
Of course, with him, he's from geographically not a million miles away. He's from Pennsylvania. But it's, I guess, that, as you say, it's that sticking with him. There can be, in this modern pressurized football world, there can be sometimes too much haste in getting rid of people. And I mean, it's not a case that it's turned around and everything is 100% brilliant. But the fact that they have stuck with him, he knows who's there. He knows how to get the best from the players, as he's now showing.
Yeah, very true. And of course, with the nature of the playoff system that the MLS has, six teams from each conference makes the playoffs. So, you know, in a way, you're never too far away from the playoffs, at least in this early part of the season. And Philadelphia right now is showing that, as they now have 16 points from 12 games, and they're on the cusp of making that top six in the Eastern Conference.
Just to look at something else which is becoming a bit of a story in Major League Soccer, a bubbling understory, if you will, is that New York travelled to Orlando and the two sides came into the league at the same time. I hadn't realised quite the dominance in the short history that they have, quite the dominance of Orlando over NYCFC. However, this time now, New York go in, get the win. David Villa with a couple of goals. There were a couple of penalties in the game, one for Orlando, which hit the post. But yeah, since then, I think Patrick Vieira's said one or two things that the good folk of Florida are not best pleased about.
Yeah, these two teams have a bit of a relationship that goes back to those early days when they came into Major League Soccer 2 years ago. They played their first game against each other, and you know they do have that relationship with Orlando having dominance. Now, they also have in Orlando, that is, the former coach of New York City FC and Jason Christ, who was dismissed from the job after his first season with New York City, and a lot of things really kind of boiling over in this game over the weekend with Patrick Vieira talking about how New York City were unlucky not to win those first couple of games against Orlando this season, and how they really dominated those fixtures. And after the game, I think maybe some tempers flared, and Jason Christ has kind of shot back at Patrick Vieira. And I think this is going to make for some really tasty football down the line. Unfortunately, these two teams have now played three times already in Major League Soccer this season and will not face each other during the regular season. So we may have to wait for the playoffs for this to continue on, but you know, something really nice going on here between these two teams in Major League Soccer. You know, geographically, a lot of teams spread out, so we don't get a lot of regional rivalries in a way. You know, they're a bit spread out, so we've got a little bit more here with these two teams, this relationship between them. So some good things going on.
Orlando have this new stadium. It's their first season in it. Looking at the pictures from that game against NYCFC, there were a lot of people there. Fans are a big deal in Orlando, and it's looking as though the new side in LA, they're making a big deal of their fans as well. We still await LAFC in the league. They're coming in the future, but we're finding out more of what they're hoping to do, and they're trying to encourage fans in many ways. But the one that drew my eye was the fact that apparently they're putting in, I think it was, did I read right, a 75-foot bar. That works for me.
Yeah, that's right. They are really trying to appeal to the supporter section. They're a brand-new team. They've got a lot to do with all the different sporting options there in Los Angeles and also with LA Galaxy there. So you know, they're trying to find some ways to appeal to fans, and I think they really have. First off, they're going to have a supporter section that's going to be standing room only, similar to what Orlando City has, and San Jose will be only the third team in Major League Soccer to have a standing room only supporter section. But they're going to top that off with a 75-foot bar in the supporter stand for supporters only. So it's going to be a lot of good times there for those fans. But also to go along with that, they have said that they're going to cap tickets at the moment for $20 for supporters. So, you know, really doing a lot of things right now to bring those fans in and to don that black and gold that they're going to have. So I'm really looking forward to seeing LAFC when they enter the league next season.
We've spoken before on MLS Monday about LA Galaxy seems to be having a wobble at the wrong time. If there's any transient fans who like the idea of the sport but maybe able or happy to switch teams, this was the time for Galaxy not to be rubbish. They were. They are now less so, though.
That is right. They are less so. So two straight wins from LA Galaxy. They're undefeated in their last four and slowly working their way up the Western Conference table. Are they that much improved? Yeah, don't know about that. They did beat Minnesota United over the weekend, but goals from Giovanni Dos Santos and an own goal from Christian Ramirez of Minnesota United really helped them out there. And, you know, the Galaxy do need to get better in a hurry to, you know, stave off any fans maybe defecting or any casual fans, you know, picking up on LAFC, because, of course, they're going to have a brand-new stadium. They're going to have this new buzz around them. And, you know, as we say a lot of the times in the U.S., in these cities like L.A., there's a lot of options for sports fans. So they've got to get things right. And I think just making the playoffs is going to, you know, I don't know if that's going to even be enough this season, just making the playoffs. But they've got to make that one of their big targets.
One thing that the sides do to appeal to the American audience is bring in the big name players. We've heard the rumours of who LAFC might try and launch themselves into the league with. A lot of these names, though, well, not a lot, but there can be times when a big name player heads over to Major League Soccer. There's the fanfare, there's the big unveiling press conference, and then their MLS career can be described really by the sound of meh. I don't know why, but Frank Lampard comes into my mind for that. But then you look at the opposite end of the scale, and recently I'm seeing David Villa. I hadn't realised how many he'd scored, to be fair. He just quietly seems to get on with it in the league. But also Bastian Schweinsteiger. Every week when I look at the Major League Soccer website, every week it's, oh, Bastian Schweinsteiger has done this amazing thing. Oh, and look, Chicago were rubbish and now they're great. I mean, what's he doing differently to most or a lot of these other imports?
Well, I think, first off, we talked about it at the start of the season. Chicago did some really good work in the offseason. They brought in Dax McCarty, amongst others, to really solidify that midfield, and they pieced together some other good players, Nemanja Nikolic as well, a really top-quality striker for the MLS level. So they've done some good things to add some pieces to that. Now, Chicago up to second place in the Eastern Conference in Major League Soccer, and if you looked at MLS is a one table, a single table, Chicago would be second in the league right now. Now, this is a team that's finished near the bottom or last in the last several years. And, of course, Chicago needs a top team in Major League Soccer because it's one of the major cities in the U.S. But Schweinsteiger has gotten on with things coming to the Major League Soccer. And I think part of that is he's definitely just a professional, Andy. He's a fantastic player. He trains well. He plays well. He really loves the game. But also, during his time with Manchester United, you know, that did leave a bit of a sour taste in his mouth. He wasn't on the field too much, and things didn't go his way. And I think this is definitely a way for him to resurrect his career. Now, not too long ago in the German media, he did say something about how the level of MLS is definitely not up to scratch to the Premier League and the Bundesliga, but he's got to really go out and just adapt to the league and really cope with the situations of the players around him. So I think that's just a great attitude he's come in with to Major League Soccer, and I think it's really showing on the pitch. And, you know, I think his contract is only good for or good until the end of this season, but if he's playing this well, I'd really like to see him stick around for another year.
is that your gut feeling he would stick around, or do you think that the form's actually been so good that there might be sides maybe in the Premier League or in Bundesliga who might think, actually, we were thinking at United it might have gone, but now we see that Bastian Schweinsteiger still has it?
Yeah, I think he might want to have another little run over here in the UK or in Germany. You know, again, he had that time at Manchester United. It didn't go so well for him, and I think he wants to use this as a launch pad to get back. But, you know, never say never in the world of soccer and in Major League Soccer, because he could end up staying for another year and, you know, become one of the much-loved professional athletes of the city.
Yeah, it'd be fascinating to see what the future holds for him and for Chicago Fire. And, of course, we'll keep you today all the way through whichever twists and turns and wherever they go as we continue MLS Monday through the season. For this week, though, it's time to wrap up. So, Drew Farmer, thank you for joining me, sir.
Always good to be here, Andy.